Prague, the Czech poet, playwright and translator Ludwig Kundera was awarded this year's Jaroslav Seifert Prize on Monday, recognising his life's work and contribution to literature. The 89-year-old poet, a cousin of the internationally renowned author Milan Kundera, was handed the prize at the residence of the Prague mayor. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Ludwig Kundera is one of the country's most respected poets, literary theorists and translators, whose work is most closely associated with surrealism and the avant-garde. Still writing at the age of 89, the poet who published his first book of poetry in 1946, Demons in Us, suffered many difficult moments throughout his long career. In particular, not being allowed under the communists to publish or having to work clandestinely in theater. On Monday, he spoke to Czech radio and discussed life under the former regime.
It wasn't easy for poets or artists or ordinary people on the wrong side of the regime, especially if you had kids. It wasn't that they focused on you, but they targeted your wife, children and relatives. This is what was so malicious. Of course, in the 1950s there were executions, but here people were worn away by the regime. The state apparatus didn't even have to ban you outright. Things worked through all kinds of secret phone calls and information. You couldn't know where you stood, but you knew you were on the outside.
Nevertheless, Mr. Kundera says he was lucky, inspired by other poets, good teachers, friends, and contemporaries.
Three of us were close friends in constant contact, Emil Juriš, František Listopad and myself. We kept in touch mostly through letters. When I was banned from publishing, I worked in secret as artistic director for the theater in Zlín, then Gottwaldov. The theater was named the Theater of the Working People, and we used to joke, where is the theater for the unemployed? I met a lot of people on different jobs, and surprisingly, no one denounced me.
After the fall of communism, Ludwig Kundera taught at universities both at home and abroad. He has continued to publish with the Brno-based publisher Atlantis.